W 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jurors in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial are resuming deliberations at this hour. They're starting by listening to key testimony in the case, says ABC's Perry Russum.
The jury pausing deliberations yesterday to ask two questions. The first, a request to rehear testimony from Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen and former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker regarding a meeting in Trump Tower in 2015 where prosecutors say Trump, Cohen, and Pecker hatched a scheme to bury damaging stories about Trump, a catch-and-kill agreement. The second question from the jury requested the judge to reread his jury instructions.
Justice Samuel Alito is rejecting a request from congressional Democrats to recuse himself from two cases related to January 6th. That after two different flags carried by January 6th protesters were seen flying outside two of Alito's homes. U.S. economy growing at a sluggish pace, 1.3% from January through March. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Yellow Home Food Delivery Service is closing four warehouses in Wisconsin. The company used to be known as Schwann's. It says it's closing operations in Eau Claire, Marshfield, Wausau, and Rice Lake. 32 people are being laid off. The company tells state officials the layoffs are permanent. Supporters of Act 10 say all kinds of Wisconsin public workers could go on strike if a Madison judge restores their union rights. On the other hand, Governor Evers says he doesn't think so.
People have the right to organize and to collectively bargain. It encourages conversation. It doesn't encourage people walking off the job.
Meanwhile, it appears Judge Jacob Frost may have signed a Scott Walker recall petition during the Act 10 debate. He's not commenting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. NFL Draft 2025 is coming to the Green Bay area in April, and it's prompting nearby cities, towns, and villages to think about logistics. The village of Ashwaubenon has recently established five committees to focus on different areas like beautification, public safety, public works, pre-planning, and logistics. Lambeau Field is bordered on three sides by the village of Ashwaubenon. Marijuana has been reclassified at the federal level, but in Wisconsin, a Democratic lawmaker doesn't expect much to change. This month, the Biden administration changed cannabis to a Schedule 3 classification. Milwaukee State Senator LaTanya Johnson doesn't expect attitudes to change among her Republican colleagues.
Unfortunately, Republicans at the helm still consider marijuana to be a gateway drug, and they're unwilling to budge.
A limited, tightly controlled medical marijuana bill failed to advance in the Wisconsin legislature last session due to strong opposition by Senate Republicans. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers robbed the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Blake Perkins had quite a night in center field, robbing the Cubs batters of RBIs, like this diving catch caught on Bally Sports.
There's the way he catches it.
Happ hits it sharply. Center field, Perkins. And Perkins again! Oh, man! Blake Perkins putting on a show. What a performance in center field tonight.
The Brewers went on to win 10-6 over Chicago. Blake Perkins also had a two-run homer in the third and was asked what was he more proud of, the plays in center field or his home run.
That's hard to pick, but I think the catch is, you know, it's a good, like, momentum shift for us. That ball gets over or hits the wall, then we're down, runs that inning. So I think the catch was big, and then I was just trying to follow my teammates, what they did that inning, and was lucky enough to put a ball and play well.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 45 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 77. A few scattered showers possible on Saturday with a high near 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
Dave Elson.
Mayor Schmidt used to have this green jacket that said Mayor Schmidt and used to run the CellCom marathon training run. And I don't know, he was talking to someone. I don't know how that could happen. And he wasn't paying attention and there was a car coming and he's about to go into traffic. And I reached my arm out in front, right in his chest, and I stopped him. I said, Mayor Schmidt, some people think that jacket's Target.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 9, on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we learn about Riverside Rhythms coming to downtown Waukesha in hour number two. A new GOP coloring book should be fascinating conversation. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is award-winning newspaper columnist, a present writer of the Shepherd Express. He's also a radio and personality commentator, Joe McNally. You know, Joe, we've been talking about Donald Trump and the Republican Party. Joe, but let's say Donald Trump wins, Joe. He's already said there's going to be retribution. He's already said all of these horrific things that he's going to do, Joe. How do any of these things benefit our nation at a critical juncture, a critical time, with all of the unrest globally, Joe? Can we afford to have that person
sitting? Of course not. Of course not. Of course not. And that's the thing. I really do always try to bring optimism to this program.
I know it's not easy,
and I know it's hard in these times. But here's what I will say. And I really believe this. I truthfully believe this. I know that that is not the majority of Americans. And I am not going to believe anything else. And that is what I am going to fight for the rest of my life. And that is what you are going to be fighting for the rest of your life. And you know what? We're right. And the thing is that the majority of the American people know exactly how dangerous and ugly this man is. They really do. Here's the problem. There's maybe 30% of the Republican Party who also really truly believes everything Donald Trump says. They're not very bright people. They're not very intelligent people. They're not very well-educated people. Here's the only thing that Donald Trump does for them. He doesn't do anything for them. That's the thing. And this is why I'm optimistic. Believe it or not, this is why I'm optimistic. He doesn't do anything for them except this. He expresses their hatred, their racism, their ugly, the ugliest things that they think. They're allowed to say these things out loud now. They said that from the beginning when they started embracing this man. They said, he tells it like it is. They didn't like the fact that they were not allowed to say out loud the racist, ugliest words that you and I both heard all the time when we were growing up. You heard them as a person they were directed at. I heard them from the white people who were directing those things at black people. And there were little rhymes that they made up, eeny, meeny, miny, mo,
yes,
things like that. And you heard that, and I heard that, and it was what this country was at that time. The civil rights movement happened. We can't deny that it happened. The Republican Party tries to deny that it happened. Donald Trump tries to deny that it happened. And his supporters tried to deny that it happened. But it happened. And we know that. And most American white people know that. There are some who still want to deny it. And there are some who still don't want it to have happened. There were three enormous changes in our lives in this country while you and I were growing up. One was black liberation. One was the liberation of women. And the final one was the liberation of LGBTQ Americans. Those were amazing accomplishments that this country accomplished historically. And it's not going to get unaccomplished. It's not going to get the women whose rights to make decisions about their own lives and their careers and their families and how many children they should have and if they should give birth every time they become pregnant. The women who got the right to make decisions about their own bodies and their own lives and abortion rights in this country, they're never going to forget that they once had those rights. Just like black and brown Americans are never going to forget the civil rights movement and the people who died and fought against fire hoses and mad dogs, sicked on them by police, and police riding horses into them to trample them down over the Pettus Bridge in Selma and all of the
water hoses turned on children. What? Yeah. Oh,
blowing up black churches to kill children in their Sunday schools. The black people are never going to forget that. Brown people are never going to forget that. And today, LGBTQ people are never going to forget that they once were forbidden to marry the people they loved. And those things all happened. And the majority of Americans know it. And that is what democracy is. And we have made so much progress in America, in this country, in democracy, that we have never gotten over the racism and hatred that Donald Trump and his supporters and those who will vote for him this year, that is the only thing they care about.
So 844.
They only care about destroying those things.
844.
And that is what the election is about.
844-967-2789 is the number. My, on the line is Joe McNally, award-winning journalist. Joe, you can finish your statement.
No, that is my statement. and that's what I'm optimistic about. And I refuse not to be optimistic about that. And I will be right up to the point when they call me off and take me to a re-education camp. But I refuse to believe that Donald Trump can be elected. And I don't care what the polls say. You know what? Did you... I used to conduct polls for the Milwaukee Journal. I learned how to conduct polls. They sent me to college to learn how to conduct those polls. And I still do not understand how polls are conducted today, because I know this. No one answers their cell phones today who does not know who's calling. Isn't that true?
That's absolutely it.
So what I don't know, whoever pollsters are talking to are people who want to talk to pollsters.
Hey,
that's
Joe,
the only reason, because they would have to call those people back.
Hey Joe, let's take some phone calls.
Excuse me, how do you pronounce that?
No, it's Chef Andre, cooking chef.
Oh, Chef Andre from Minneapolis. Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for accepting my call, Earl. I really
listen, you have to turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
Enjoy you and Sandy together. However, Joel McNally is knocking the ball out the park. You know, I've lived all over this country in 23 different states, and I've been to every state with the exception of Alaska. And we are in a very, very bad place, let me tell you. I appreciate the journalist, Mr. McNally's optimism about this country. I don't feel that way. I think they might put this crazy guy back in office. And he was right, Joel, when he said, he speaks for us. You know, a lot of people say nigger or whatever. I don't mind saying, I use the whole word. I don't say N-word. I just put it like it is. There's a lot of people, however, they feel this way. And this guy is making evil seem fair, seeming to the people. He's demonstrated that well. And they're going for it. I have a lot of love and respect for President Obama, but he was wrong when he said the American people are smart. I don't think so. I think a lot of people like sheep, and they're led astray, like Mr. Joe was saying. This is an occult, and we're at a really, really bad place. And I'm just being honest, but I'm hoping, because I believe in hope, okay? But I'm also a realist, too, and I think we're in a really, really, really dangerous, bad place. But thanks for taking my call, Chef Andre.
Thank you for listening, man, in Minnesota. And Joe, you know, you want to respond?
I really wanted to ask him, now what do we do? I agree with everything he said, and I know why he said it, because he's the subject of it, and he's feeling it, and every black person should be feeling it today. But what do you do then? You fight it. We have to fight it. And for black people today, you especially have to fight it, because here's the thing. There are people like Chef Andre who know that and feel that and know how dangerous it is. And you're one of them, Earl.
Yes.
and the only thing we can do then is fight it. And particularly in the black community, because there are people in the black community right now, many young blacks, who say we can't change anything.
Hey, Joe, hang on. Mike from Kenosha, hang on. Our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now's your time on the Earl Ingram Show.
Girl, your eyes have a mist from the smoke of a distant fire.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas. At that same number, my special guest is award-winning newspaper writer Joe McNally, newspaper columnist. He's also a radio and television commentator. He presently writes for the Shepherd Express, and he and his lovely bride reside now in Charlottesville, Virginia. Let's go to the phone lines and Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. What a beautiful morning. Thank you very much for taking my phone call today. You know, you and I touched on this before, but for your guests' benefit as well as maybe those that didn't benefit from our prior conversation. You know, to run for office, all candidates at all levels have to fill out paperwork that is required. And apparently, the requirement to abide by a certified election is not in this paperwork. And it just seems to me, in the keep it simple, silly mindset here, if we don't require in this case, the Republicans and Donald Trump, to abide by certified election results, then he should not be on the ticket, period. Or any other candidate that would refuse to abide by certified results. To me, Earl, we're going down probably the most dangerous path I've witnessed in my life for our nation, when we're just mamby-pamby going through the motions here, and we're allowing this huge section of people to dispute and really put the finger at our democracy and our republic, in our U.S. Constitution. I don't know why we're even having a conversation about Donald Trump and others at this point when they have all refused to accept certified election results. To me, we're going down a very, very dark place that we've never been before, quite frankly. And I only see bad outcomes, and I wanted to get your guest's opinion on my opinion.
Yeah, hang on, Mike. Joe, you want to respond to Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. I understand why you say that, Mike. But I can't quite understand how it would work because of this. Donald Trump swore to something even more profound than that. When he was elected president, he held up his hand and put his hand on a Bible, one of the same ones that he once waved over his head upside down.
And backwards.
In the midst of trying to get the police to attack peaceful protesters against him. And he swore an oath to the Constitution of the United States.
He swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States. And for 4 years, he didn't. And for 4 years, he lied constantly every time he spoke to the American people. Just like he had lied about upholding the Constitution of the United States and upholding democracy. And his term in office closed when he sent violent agents of him to the Congress in the United States and told them to fight like hell to keep him in office, despite the fact that he had lost the election by the largest vote in American history. And the Republican Party has now nominated him again to be elected president and to swear an oath to the Constitution to uphold democracy and not to overthrow the government like he tried to do the last time. So I don't understand why signing something like that would make any difference at all to Donald Trump or the Republican Party. They don't care about democracy. Trump has said he wants to be a dictator on day one to do a few things, you know, like send illegal immigrants to concentration camps and deport the largest number of immigrants ever deported from this country for having black and brown skin. If the American people do not support American democracy and do not elect a president who will uphold the Constitution, and Joe Biden is the only one running for president right now who would do that, because there are only two men are going to be elected, and one upholds the Constitution and the other one doesn't.
So
and the American, it's up to us to elect the president who will uphold democracy.
So Mike, you want to respond quickly?
Well, very quickly. Well, that was then. You know what happened. You know, we all witnessed for the first time. These are all icebreakers, right? We saw a Supreme Court, and we've learned that we have a captured court judiciary. Right. This is when. This is exactly my point, and you just made it for me. Thank you. The people must take over. If the institutions that we've put in place to backstop us are failing, then the only place to go for remedy is to the peeps. So if we keep it simple and we talk in simple basics like what you just said, and you know what I pointed out, that if in the paperwork it's not required to sign off to support a certified election, then that should be a buzzkill. That should be a disqualifier right then and there for the candidate. You and I, we the people, if we're seeing our system being manipulated and under attack, it's up to us, we the people, to dismiss this or at least come to America's aid. And to me, I think that's one thing everybody would agree to, and that is, all candidates must sign off on their paperwork that, you know, and they have a right to appeal. They have a right to due process just like anybody else. But at the end of the day, if the election is certified, they must abide by it, period. And if not, they got to go.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. My guest is Joe McNally. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Waiting for us all.
Waiting for us all.
You want it, really want it. Can you dig it?
Yes, I can.
And I've been waiting such a long time for the day.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State of Wisconsin Investment Board is investing in cryptocurrency. The board manages assets for public employees' retirement funds. The most recent filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission shows it's invested more than $187 million in funds and companies associated with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Sunday is Heat Action Day. Wisconsin's population is getting older and climate change is making things dangerous. Dr. Freddie Otto is with World Weather Attribution.
Especially for those elderly people, people living in poor housing in general, are those who bear the brunt of these extreme heat waves that we see across the world.
Wisconsin spends 11 more days than we used to with highs in the 90s or hotter. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. I-41 was closed between Richmond Street and Northland Avenue in Outagamie County for several hours yesterday when a semi-truck struck a barrier and caught fire. The fire was caused by a spark that ignited paper bales in the cargo. No one was hurt in the blaze. A fellow trucker pulled the driver from the wreckage before it was consumed by flames. Titletown is kicking off the summer events with Summer Fun Days Showcase on June 1st, which includes a free concert by BB REXA. Events manager Jessica Dickhut.
BB REXA is coming in. I believe it's the first time to Green Bay. And she is going to be hosting a great concert for us. And yes, the concert is free to the public. No ticket necessary.
Dickhut says food and drinks will be available to purchase, but all of the events and activities will be free. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Furiosa was number one at the box office this past holiday weekend, but the box office lag continues as theaters saw the weakest Memorial Day weekend for ticket sales in 35 years. The Mad Max film, which had been hyped beyond belief and was well-reviewed by critics, took in only $32 million over the four-day weekend. Some prognosticators continue to blame the pandemic, but others counter that we've had recent huge box office successes in the last few years, including Barbenheimer, The Little Mermaid, and Top Gun Maverick, continuing to make tracking numbers at theaters a bit of an anomaly. One positive on the horizon for this summer is Wolverine and Deadpool, which doesn't open until late July, but has already broken records for pre-sale tickets. Rounding out the top five from last weekend were kid-friendly Garfield in a close second place to Furiosa, the John Krasinski family film If, which came in third, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and The Fall Guy came in fourth and fifth place, respectively. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 45 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 77. A few scattered showers possible on Saturday with a high near 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, "I just don't get it. What was in it for them?"
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time when we take a look at the very important topic of mental health. It is May, which is Mental Health Month. Be with us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest again is award-winning journalist and columnist and radio and television commentator, Joe McNally, and my, you know, once co-worker and always a lifelong friend is on the line. You know, Joe, we can talk about, you know, these what's at stake if Donald Trump gets elected and dealing with issues inside of our borders. But for heaven's sakes, this was in today's Washington Post. U.S. concerned about Ukraine strikes on Russian nuclear radar stations. What's going on in Gaza? Joe, there are some serious the issues in China. There are some serious earth-shattering things going on globally that the United States should be very cognizant of, and the American people, that the person who's going to be there has to deal with all of those things. And yet we don't talk much about the global reality of a president of the United States and his presence and what he has to deal with. Why are we not talking about those types of things, Joe?
The two biggest wars going on right now in Gaza and in Ukraine, he knows nothing about what's going on there. He sides with Russia against Ukraine, and he sides with Benjamin Netanyahu against the destruction, the horrific destruction going on in Gaza of innocent Palestinians. I know, Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. Just like, Joe Biden was right about this from the beginning. He said, I understand what the reaction in Israel to the attack of terrorism, because we went through it in our own country when on 9/11, when New York was attacked, he understands the immediate hatred of what had happened when you were attacked by terrorism, and he said the worst thing we could do would be to engage in more terrorism against innocent people in Gaza and the West Bank in Israel, which is exactly what Netanyahu is doing. Netanyahu, the only way the war can end in Gaza, ultimately, the war between Palestinians and Israelis, is for Palestinians and Israelis to live in peace together. They can't have one side wipe out the other. Whether it's Hamas trying to wipe out Israel, or Israel trying to wipe out Palestinians, because there are millions of innocent Palestinians who are on the other side of those bombs that are being rained down on Gaza. And Biden has said from the beginning, you can't just
embrace another horrific war that wipes out millions of people. And that's what Netanyahu is trying to produce right now. And he has alienated the entire world. And he's alienated much of Israel. He's done nothing to get the hostages released. In fact, he is putting the lives of the hostages in danger. And those same bombs that he's raining down in Gaza could rain down on the Israeli hostages. And the Israeli people know that. And they know how wrong their government is. And we can't be the only defender of Israel in the world. We can't excuse horror like the we now know that there actually was a U.S. bomb involved in the attack on Gaza the other day.
Right.
That started a fire in a tent camp that killed 45 innocent people, men, women, and children. And we can't, Biden has said, we can't continue to support that kind of thing.
Joe, with the...
But Donald Trump does. Donald Trump does, and he supports Netanyahu with all the horrors, and he does. He still wants to ban the Palestinians from fleeing to America for safety. He and Netanyahu have exactly the same foreign policy.
So,
which is to destroy everyone they hate.
So, Joe, even if you say Trump is your man because of what happens in this country, how can you not be mindful of the global impact of a president of the United States and what the impact of the president of the United States has globally, the most powerful man on earth? Do people see that Donald Trump is equipped again? We saw him, Joe, we know who he is. We saw him 4 years ago. And so people think that he's the right guy to deal with all these global issues today?
Well, I agree with what you're saying, Earl, but I got to say, my first priority, too, is protecting our own country. And my first priority is to protect democracy in our own country.
Right.
And I agree that democracy is at risk in Israel and at risk in Ukraine if Trump is elected. But it's most at risk in our own country. And just like everyone we've spoken to this morning says, it's up to us. It is up to us to stop it. And all we can do is continue to fight it. You and I will continue to fight it, but everyone we know and everyone we can reach has to continue to fight it too. Because as I keep saying, this is the optimistic me, majority of Americans support American democracy. They don't understand it. They don't understand why the President of the United States, whoever it is, cannot do whatever he wants to do in order to protect democracy, in order to create exactly what our founders didn't even understand the concept really meant when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, was the founding document of this country, that they believed in a country in which all men, they should have said all people, are created equal with God-given rights, regardless of race, religion, sex, gender, anything else. That we all are equal and should be treated equally in our democracy. It was a beautiful concept, wasn't lived out Jefferson or Washington or any of those all-white male founders who founded this country, but over the hundreds of years, the courts have expanded democracy to include every American. And we've never lived up to it, but we say that we all should have equal rights under the Constitution and be seen as equal in the eyes of the courts and be treated equally.
You know, Joe, you really do encourage, you know, me to think positively, because I don't believe that the majority of the American people are taken in by this guy. I can't believe that the majority of the American people hear him, see him, and say, yeah, that's what we need. He's the answer to the issues that we are faced with. And if you think of it and think long and hard on it as you continue to espouse, then you see, well, listen, man, it's not gonna happen. He's not going to win.
All we can do is work hard to make that happen. here's what I take as proof. Here's what I take as proof of what you just said. The majority of elected Republicans in the Congress of the United States, in both the House of Representatives and the Senate, they do not openly support the things that Donald Trump says. We know the ones who openly support it. There are about a half a dozen of them. It is literally a couple of handfuls. Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ted Cruz, Ron Johnson, who will say right out loud that they agree with Donald Trump on things. Most of them are silent. Most of them will not say that out loud because it is embarrassing. It is ugly. It is vile. But we know the vile ones because they're quoted all the time in the media. We know their names. We know their names. And the majority of people, Republicans in elected office, are silent. And if reporters try to get them to say, "Do you agree with what Donald Trump just said?" they won't answer. They will double talk and they will refuse to answer the questions. They'll say, I don't pay any attention to that. I'm just, concerned about, what I'm concerned about, which is certainly not American democracy if they're supporting Trump. But they have nominated Trump as the representative of their party, and he controls their party. And because he controls their party, they don't say anything out loud. And to me, that isn't that they're good people. They're the opposite of good people, because good people don't stay silent.
All right, 844-967-2789. Your chance to get in. Joe McNally is still hanging on. I'm glad he's here on the Earl Ingram Show.
Hop on the bus, 'cause you don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, let's tackle a big question in a short amount of time. How much money do you need to save for retirement? It's not the same for everybody. If you think 10 times your annual pre-retirement income, that's in the right ballpark. But what is pre-retirement income? And how do I save that much money? Okay, don't stress about the big number. The simplest and most effective way I know is to save about 15% of your income each year. If you're starting later in life, like in your 40s, you probably have to save more than that 15%. But the bottom line is, start saving now, as much as you can, and put it in retirement accounts where it can grow. Some savings is always better than none. Now, there's an awful lot more to say about this topic, which I did over on my YouTube channel. You can check it out if you want to dive in deeper. Search for Work Money Media on YouTube. Till then, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back to what is the last few minutes of a Thursday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. My good friend and guest Joe McNally is on the docket. You know, Joe, we just spent an hour and a half talking to the listeners, many across the state, about where we are, and you have done a great job of dissecting, you know, what the issues are and who this man is. And he doesn't hide who he is. What happens, Joe, if, you know, he comes back guilty? There's a possibility. How does the nation react, Joe? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm fairly optimistic about that as well. And you know who I am.
I know.
the overwhelming majority of people in this country do not believe that anyone on trial is innocent, right?
Right.
We do know that. We know that the fact that they're being prosecuted, and it's just an assumption that they're guilty. This man commits his crimes in plain sight, and everyone sees it. Everyone everyone hears his lies about it. And the fact that Republicans can dismiss this because it's working for them right now to stay in power is the stupidest thing that they have ever done. They're destroying the Republican Party. It is no longer a conservative party. It is a party of anger and hatred. And anger and hatred is not an attractive thing. And convicted felons running for president should never be nominated. Period. And everyone in the country knows that a convicted felon is a criminal. There are people who may say that, you know, boy, this is just they're agreeing with his lies. That this
a witch hunt. A witch hunt.
Him because he's conservative. He's not. There's nothing conservative about overthrowing democracy. That is not conservative. Conservatives want to preserve America and American democracy. They have some very different ideas, some of them, of what American democracy is. But you know what? They want billionaires to pay taxes, and they resent the fact that they have to pay taxes and billionaires don't, and they resent the fact that someone like Donald Trump became president and immediately used it to fill his own pockets and to fill the pockets of his family. and now he says that if he's elected again, he will prosecute Joe Biden, one of the decent human beings in the world, who is simply trying to do the best job he can for the American people, and to create actually some real distribution of wealth in this country instead of letting billionaires take it all. There is a profound difference between these two men. There have never been bigger differences between the two men running for president of the United States. And I have to believe that the American people will support the only one who supports American democracy and not support a convicted, who I believe will be a convicted criminal, a convicted felon, who tried to overthrow the government in the United States violently. I cannot believe that that person will be elected. And I do believe that a decent human being will. That's a pretty big difference between the choices. And those are your only choices. If you vote for somebody else as a third party, as a protest candidate, say, I just don't like either of these guys, so I'm just going to protest. I protested politically all of my life, and I would never cast a protest vote when the vote is between pro-democracy or anti-democracy. That you have to take a choice then. You have to make a choice, and it has to be for American democracy and American patriotism, period. It's that simple.
You know, Joe, the way you've laid it out, you know, clearly that's what the choice is. That's what the decision is. Never mind all the other things, right? But at the root of it, at the end of all of it, that's the choice.
It's everything else is noise.
So, Joe, listen, thank you as always. You know, we're going to be calling you again and again and again as we get closer to, you know, to this election. This election is going to be one for the ages, Joe, and it really shouldn't be, but it is going to be, and hopefully it'll wind up the way it should and what's in the best interest of the American people and the world. And that's the fact that this man does not get elected again. Thank you as always, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Always appreciate it.
All right. That's my good friend, Joe McNally. Hey, Joe, you still there? Joe.
Sure.
So Jane Madnair says hello.
Hey, Jane.
All right. We'll see you later, my friend. All right. Thank everybody who made the show go. You know, thank you, Calvin. You know, cannot do it without you. Up next, Madnair on Air and Greg Bach. Jane Madnair on Air with Greg Bach. See you guys later.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates radio show. The jury is still out. Will it be a quick conviction? Dom's hoping. Or an agonizing deliberation? I'm hoping.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.